Oh, fucking hell. I tell you what, I'm absolutely bollocksed for this. Right. Where are we?
We're here. We're ready to go.
Is this working?
Yes, yeah.
I'm in Spain. Oh, shit, my earphones are full out.
Oh, Christ.
What are we talking about anyway?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night. Here from What Would Brian Bevan Say? I'm Rob London, and with Mr. Waywell broadcasting from Spain, where are my two Espanol podcasters? Firstly, they say the rain in Spain falls mainly on the plain, but with this old matador, he rains down his statistics everywhere. Sí, it's Sam.
Hello.
And also lost in translation and serving up more incompetence. No, it's not Manuel. It's Dennis.
Right.
Oh, God, he's pissed, Sam. He's absolutely hammered. Look at the state of him.
This is
This is
hilarious.
terrible. Should we describe where Dennis is? He's in his pop top, in his camper van, in
I'm
Spain. He's absolutely smashed. He's got the biggest grin on his face. Are you going to be able to focus on this?
This isn't going to go well.
Oh, Christ. Have you had a good time so far?
It's surreal. Yes. I mean, 48 hours, we haven't done absolutely nothing, and now we're just about to plan things. So, I've been really pissed for 48 hours. I've come off the boat. I don't think I've got my sea legs yet.
We saw the cabin fever. You sent the picture. So you've basically drank on the boat for 48 hours.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Oh, I wish you'd stop
Yeah.
moving around,
Oh,
Sam.
look
It's
at
like the
this.
Blair Witch Project. Every 2 seconds, he's changing the camera. Where's Mrs.
I
Wayward?
know. Oh, she's down below. See? So that she's down there somewhere.
Oh,
Ah, you see how a pop top works now, you see?
Yeah.
I get shoved up here. I have no idea what we're talking about. I'm in the middle of this holiday in Spain. And now we're going to start talking about rugby league. I feel
Yes.
so far detached. It's
How are you, Sam? You're back from your trip from France. You made it back.
yes, yeah. I'm just jealous that Dennis has got another 2 or 3 weeks doing basically what I've just been doing for 2 or 3 weeks.
What, pissed in a pop top?
Well, to be fair, I wasn't in a pop top, no.
It's probably better that you
Right,
weren't.
let's get this off out the way quickly as we bloody well can. Okay, the review against Castleford away. The team was Taylor Ray, Foulis, Ty, King, and Ashton made up the back line. Halves were Williams and Drinkwater. In the front row, we had Yates, Powell, and Vaughan. And at the back of the pack, Bateman, Nicholson, and Curry. Interchange bench was Musgrove, Walker, Harrison, and Crowther. There was no Matt Duffy, having undergone surgery on his knee. It means Duffy will probably be absent until the playoffs. Here's the highlights.
It may well be that Luke Yates is pulled out here by the referee. It was a follow-up, wasn't it, more than anything. Could be a yellow card, this Kyle.
Well, it is. It is a yellow card. Oh, he's away!
Brilliant! The young man, Taylor Wright, does really, really well. Still going. He's got support. He may not need it. Oh, is that a fantastic try from Kai Taylor Wright? If it is, that is sensational. Here is Walker now.
Too easy.
Too easy. And it is too easy. It's a little offload and John Bateman gets his first try for Warrington. At the moment, they're running into a brick wall at that defence. El Zakim. El Zakim for Hooley! And they do open up. And Luke Hooley gets the try.
On the other side, we swim.
Vaughan back on the field for the last 20 minutes. That'll be important. The big Australian put a lot of hard yards in. good run again, and a great pass to Nicholson. And Nicholson gets the try. The last tackle. Oh, what an offload by Williams. Nicholson now. Here is Drinkwater. Pass goes out to Ashton. What a try. Unbelievable score.
Watching as the sunlight does the same.
Chance here for Hewlett. And it's another. And it's Josh Hewlett. And he just wraps it up. The icing is on the cake. Josh Hewlett with the try.
Can't get away.
Final score, Castleford 6, Warrington 28. There were tries for Taylor Ray, which I'm sure we're going to talk about. Bateman, Nicholson, Ashton and Thulis. Conversions, Thulis 3 from 5. He also kicked a penalty. Attendance 7,439. The referee was Tom Grant. Perhaps before we review, we'll let Mr. Burgess have his say on the match because I think he summed it up perfectly.
It was a good team performance. Like Castleford came at us pretty hard. It was a solid game and you know, we some of our basic skills weren't where they needed to be in the first half, but we worked hard for each other and defended well. So, you know, it wasn't an easy victory tonight. And, so, you know, I thought I was proud of all of them really, because it's been a different week. I've been away. We lost stuff early in the week, and you know, my coach has really stepped up, players stepped up. So, it was a good week.
Well, there you have it, Sam. He talked about a good team performance, a solid game, basic skills were not where they needed to be in the first half, but we defended well, and it's been a different week for everyone.
Yes, as you said, I think he summed that up really well. This is a type of game that after a couple of weeks of wins, we'd have not shown up for in the past, but we did show up and we got the job done.
Mm. Unlike Dennis, who has now put some kind of bandana over his face and he's fallen asleep.
Has he gone to sleep?
This is a snooze band, right? So when you're in a pop top and it gets light in the morning, you can get yourself off to sleep with a snooze band. You can listen to a podcast like the What Would Brian Bevan Say podcast. I can tell I'm really pissed.
All we can see is a nose. Just coming out.
Oh, no. It's terrible, isn't it?
Oh, dear.
This is a revelation. This is a tackle bags. I can sell this merchandise, I think, in the future. Did Sam go to the Castleford game?
Don't bring me on, did Sam go? You know, all the techs I've woken up to over the years. But, I mean, Mr. Alan London Senior's obsessed with parking. And I woke up to a text on the What Would Brian Bevan Say panel of them discussing parking at Castleford. And a whole part of me died inside. I just
got
thought,
you go,
oh,
didn't it?
Oh, God. Sam had sent a diagram of car parks. And
now, I'd forwarded on a diagram. I asked my mate, where did we park last time? And he sent me that. So I forwarded it. We're helping people.
No one is fucking the prom queen who sends pictures of parking diagrams. I've just been, because I was running late because I was asleep, I've just been to for a shower and Mrs. London's in there with this beautiful body. She's all soaped up and she's shaving her legs. And I thought, if I showed her a parking diagram now, that'd be it. I'd never see it again. Unbelievable. What, you've been pissed on, Dennis?
Mostly red wine, but beer also. Been sat on a beach for most of the afternoon, to be honest.
Oh, lovely, lovely.
No plan. We were just sat there drinking wine. Anyway, let's get back to the game because, I mean, I do remember some of it. I don't like the green kit. I've decided now. I don't like it. But other than that, I think the highlight for me was the, you know, we talked about last week and we made our predictions about 30% down because Matt Dufty was out. But wasn't that highlight of the match taken by that Taylor Ray?
Or Taylor
who
Ray.
Really made up for the fact. Is it Tyler? Taylor?
Taylor Ray.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll call him, but from now on, we will call him Taylor Ray. That's it. That's what he's now called. Well, yeah. I mean, tell you what, Sam. I mean, first of all, I think he makes a tackle that Duffy doesn't make. I think before he scores that try.
Oh, yes, early on.
I think he made a very good tackle there that Duffy doesn't make. Then he scores a try where he's got speed, agility. He was brave to get over the line. And then right at the end, he throws a lovely cutout ball, looping ball, over to Thulis to score. Should we sell Duffy? Is this the time now to cash in?
Excellent idea. I like it. I'm on board.
Buy a prop with the Duffy money. I'm just, you know, is this lad being held back because of Duffy, Sam?
Oh, no. Duffy's coming straight back in. However, there's a little highlights reel. All three things that you mentioned there, because I'd noted down the pass for the final try as well. All three things you noted there were brilliant, weren't they? The try he scored, I think for me, it was the way he almost stopped dead to let two players run past him and then cracked on again and scored between I think it was Jacob Miller and a senior, carrying them over the line.
And of course, you are our Watt Bevan fullback. So, Dennis, why were you awarding that try to Sam? Did he get over the line?
Yeah, I think he might have just got over the line. Just give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, well, look how fit and lean he looks after his little holiday. So I'm giving it to him as well. What's with the fake tan he's wearing? Is that sunbed or fake tan? Because he's got a bit of a Donald Trump glow about him, which I think he needs to tone down a bit.
So, yeah, that's Sam's department, that is. I can't comment on that.
Can you comment on anything tonight?
I'll get down to the training ground and see if they're putting fake tan on or whether they're just training in just shorts. That's
excellent. Dennis, are you on board now with the debateman?
No, I'm not, actually. I think I've seen you sent us a picture of a complaint. We've had a complaint again.
Have we?
Sam swearing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, don't do that.
Yeah, no, you did ask me if it was the Spanish of what it was, and I said Cunza. I think is the Spanish, yeah. So, I think, I'm still, the jury's out for me on Bateman. I do see, though, after you pointed it out last week about his resilience and, like, sort of, like, you know, tackle, he's hard to tackle and, like, you know, actually, when you look at what he does, he's a real good, like, workhorse. So, he is steady in that respect.
He's almost convincing himself here while he talks here, Sam. Have you noticed? Yeah, he's bringing himself round.
I am.
It's like two drunken men having that conversation between themselves at the end of the bar, isn't it?
That is this podcast in a nutshell, isn't it? Is that we're basically just pissed all the time. I feel like I'm the odd one out here. Am I the odd one out?
No, not at all. Oh, you mean in terms of Bateman? No. Yes, yeah, I think he's been fantastic. I think I'm really enjoying what he's giving.
Right.
Giving a bit of steel and resilience that Steve Price wanted all those years.
Yeah. I had a dream last night about Steve Price and resilience. And I really thought that I woke up in like this sort of area where like Steve Price was like the head of the campsite and
joy in the club. I have wet dreams about Tony Barrow three times a week.
That's why you get away with it in the shower.
Right now, Yates, 72 meters in the front row, Sam, of which I think 54 were lunge meters. I think we need to have a column for lunge meters where he just deviates at the last second and picks his spot and off he goes. I'm not happy with him in the front row. I still want a big bopper there.
Welcome to Yates's Wine Lodge, where every glass tells a story. Our expertise defines us. With Yates's experts carefully selecting the finest refreshments from around the world and from the cash and carry, Yates's is the perfect setting for every occasion. Whether you're a connoisseur, a casual enthusiast, or simply a massive pisshead, pair your favorite wine with a selection of artisan cheese or a Benny Westwood sausage baguette as experience the vibrant ambience, live music, and the occasional fingering down the dimly lit side alley between the wine bar and Greg's. today's Yates's drink is. A flat lemonade with a tiny slice of lemon.
Yeah, well, you've said this a few times, and those stats don't make great reading just on numbers going forward, do they?
I don't think they're that bad, actually. I mean, I was surprised he made 72 metres. I know Dennis has talked about him getting a quick play of the ball. It's all part of the lunge that he does. But, yeah, I just think somehow he needs to be fitted into that back three, whether it's even, you know, for the whole game, I don't know, but... He is the answer at the moment because he's kind of our best prop. I'd pick him each time before Philbin or possibly Wood. Look, I've taught before myself Vaughan, round though. Like Dennis. Jesus.
Not before Vaughan, though, would you?
Oh, not before Vaughan. Not before Vaughan. Vaughan's made 140.
Oh, you mean the person who you want to partner Vaughan?
The fourth prop. The fourth prop, I think we have. A bit like the Three Musketeers.
Yeah, fourth prop.
Three Musketeers, you know. The fourth one wasn't really a musketeer. And I feel we've got Three Musketeers and D'Artagnan's Yates.
Are Castleford any good? Why are we talking about this? This sounds like shit. Are Castleford any good? They're at the bottom of the league, aren't they? I mean, are we a good, like, championship side? Or are we at... Well, sorry.
You're in Spain, Dennis. I think you find that shith that you say, not shit. Shith.
Oh, shith. Sorry. Yeah. Castleford is shith. So, I mean, really, are we really sort of like, you know, judging the performance and playing like, you know, a playoff game for the end of the season and like for the, you know, the Super League title? Or are we sort of like judging it against shith, Castleford?
This is just waffle tonight. And this is not helping Sam's anxiety, this. It's not structured. No. He doesn't like it. He's got his pencil in his hand now. Come on, Sam. Bring it back round.
Well, I've mentioned last two or three weeks that we are not conceding many points, which led me to actually go and look it up.
Oh.
So we again kept a team to single figures.
Right.
Right.
This year, we've done that 12 times out of 27 games. So 44% of our matches, we've kept the opposition to single figures.
Wow.
In the previous 2 years, in 58 games, we only did it 5 times.
And that was under Darryl Powell. Are we going back as far as...
Powell and a bit of caretaker with Chambers.
What about?
We're averaging, we're conceding 13 points a game in Super League at the moment.
Right.
That is the difference for me.
Right.
Is that the Burgess effect?
A 24-month contract.
There's a long time between now and then.
No targets.
I think that's a great measure of success.
Massive change.
There's just a few minor adjustments.
Reviewing performance.
We'll talk about it again if you ask me a question.
Welcome to the Burgess Effect.
We're giving ourselves sort of 10 games to sort of see where we sit.
That is the Burgess effect, although it has been improving. We conceded 26 points a match in 22, 19 points a match in 23,
wow,
and 13 points a match in 24. So really, all he's done is carry on the good work that Darryl's starting
to
do.
Yes, I've said this all along. This is off the back of the Darryl Powell effect.
Jesus.
This is it. I might reach out to Darryl, actually, send him a message and congratulate him on what he's actually started, because he planted the acorn, didn't he? And that's where we're at. Castleford made 46. Well, didn't make. They missed 46 missed tackles.
Yes.
Warrington only missed 13. Do we, going forward, is the room possibly to move on Castleford, get rid of them from the comp, and bring in the likes of Jersey? That be something that we'd be on board with, guys?
No.
What about What about Northern Spain?
Oh, well, Northern Spain's very good. Apparently, definitely. I mean, you know, half the women are topless here. So it would be, certainly, you know, get sort of like, you know, a few fans on board, I'm sure.
Could you go up to one of them and ask them for parking directions and see if their nipples deflate? Could you just do that for me? Do they perk up?
You two are doing this deliberately tonight, aren't you?
He's drunk. Look at him. I'm just leading him on. Look at that.
I know. Look at me nose, Sam. My nose is a very much of an indicator of where this is going. If it's very red, Jesus. Look at this. I'm going to hold this screen and I know it winds up. Look at it.
Right. Right. Have we got any conclusions, Sam, on the match? Anything else we should be talking about on this? I thought the ref had a good game. Thought he was all right. You know.
No. Jesus.
Thought he was fine. Yeah. Quite a, you know, healthy attendance. Dennis was able to watch the game through his... I mean, he had a right go at Sky last week, but he's clearly watched it.
He did, didn't he?
There was the Taylor Ray try. When he scored it, I went, oh, this is going to take a while.
Tyler Ray.
Oh, yes.
I went and I made a coffee and had a piss and I came back and it still hadn't been decided whether he scored. I missed all that.
It was about the third replay where, from one angle, where you could see he clearly had grounded the ball
and not released.
About the third replay. And then it showed you all the other angles 97 times. Then he went back to the one that showed you. This is only a loosely related match. Just to let you know that Kai Taylor-Ray has been playing mostly in the academy and doubling up occasionally in the reserves. The academy team have made the playoffs.
Oh.
And they made the playoffs by beating Leeds. And the Leeds fullback on that day was Kai Taylor-Smith. But Kai spelt with a K, not with a C.
That's too much. That's way too much for Dennis. Look, he's so confused now.
Oh my God. I think I might have to put my pop top down. Jesus Christ. Can't deal with that. I just want to bring up something. Sorry, I just want to bring up something. Why do we keep getting a complaint off this fat belly bloke about swearing? We've been doing this podcast for 6 years and now he keeps coming up and saying like, oh, you're too busy swearing. Fuck off. Sorry, I just put that straight.
Oh, God. Right. Okay. Results for round 23. Leeds 16, Catalans 6. Catalans' poor form continues. Saints were absolutely thumped. I watched this game. Saints 6, Hull KR 42. Huddersfield have given up. Salford 60, Huddersfield 10. London put up a brave effort against Lee, but went down at home 12-32. And Wigan, surprisingly, didn't put Hull to the sword, only winning 22-4. It leaves the table, or the top eight, looking like this. Leeds are down in eighth on 24 points. Lee Leopards in seventh on 25. Catalans and Saints both on 26 points. However, Saints have a 138-point goal difference on Catalans. Salford in fourth on 28. Warrington in third on 34. And then out on top, Hull KR on 36 points, with Wigan also on 36 points. However, Hull KR have a 71-point goal difference on Wigan. Now, I've kind of been going on about this week, Sam, but I think that possibly all the top three teams, Hull KR, Wigan and Warrington, can win all their remaining games, apart from the fact Hull KR need to play Wigan. And with Hull KR having such a significant goal difference, I think the result we want is Hull KR to beat Wigan. And then that gives us the opportunity of finishing second. I don't see any point winning the hubcap. Apart from winning a hubcap, it doesn't really make any difference. So Hull KR beat Wigan. We win all our games. We'll beat Wigan on goal difference because we have a better goal difference of 20 at the moment. Now, is my maths right?
Your maths is right. I mean, it could work the other way around, but we've got a big points difference to make up on Hull KR. But you're right, that match between those two, assuming we do the business and keep winning, will make the difference and give us potentially the chance for that week off.
Mm. because we've got a 50-point minus goal difference on Hull KR. So Wigan's the one, yes, I think we want to slip up. We've also got, I think, a couple of games towards the end where we could put up big scores. Huddersfield don't seem to want to play anymore.
And London at home.
And also Saints at home, who just look absolutely shot. I mean, they just look... I don't even recognise that team when it's up to the field. And now they've lost Makinson for 3 weeks.
And Paul Wellens had a bit of a spat, didn't he, at the end? He was going off on a tangent left, right and centre about players not trying and needing to look at themselves. So, okay, yeah, he's under pressure.
Predictions.
Good afternoon to you. Earlier on today, apparently, a woman rang the BBC and said she heard that there was a hurricane on the way. Well, if you're watching, don't worry, there isn't.
I'll predict Warrington, but can I do it with a caveat, please?
Okay, next up for Wire, it's the Lee Leopards. The game is on this Friday night at 8 p.m. kickoff. Can Warrington tame the Pussycats? Here's Hal.
Hello. It's Hal here. Many thanks for all your kind words. After this week, I was inducted into the Argos Catalog Electronics Hall of Fame. I now proudly take my place next to the likes of Big Track, Computer Battleships, and Speak and Spell. Okay. On to my next prediction. As Wire take on Lee Leopards. Allowing for a deduction of 30% due to the absence of the Dufty defect. But an addition of 22.34567% for the introduction of the Taylor-Ray effect. Warrington narrowly win, scoring 54% of the points.
Well, he's gone for a 54% win, Dennis. He's just sneaking the Wire over the line. It's me to go first. I've actually had a think about this, and even allowing for the deduction of Dufty and also the caveat of Tyler Ray, as we're now calling him, I think we'll lose this. I think Lee are in good form. I think it's going to be one of those afternoons. So I'm saying we'll lose and score 46% of the points.
Oh, dear. Who's next?
You're next, Dennis. You're sandwiched in the middle tonight.
I'm sandwiched in the middle, but I've already wrote mine in the sand today, and I'll send you the picture today.
With your cock?
Just with my nose.
With his nose.
So that's the biggest. Right. That's the biggest thing. Appendage is probably the right word. I've wrote 59% in the sand today that we'll win. I think it's a case of that. We always do struggle with Lee, but I'm hoping that the Burgess effect will be that. This time, we will see a bit more resilience, ex-Steve Price and my dream last night, that we'll be able to sort of push on and actually beat Lee. Because actually, yes, normally we would probably go there expecting to win and then lose. And I'll be going, oh, what's going on? But no, I'm thinking we win. 59%. Sam?
We have lost in our last two visits to Lee Sports Village. Mm-hmm. In fact, we've not won at Lee Sports Village against Lee since it was gone. And Rob, I wrote down that we would lose 24-18, which is 43%. Ooh. So just a little bit lower than
such
you.
Such pessimist. Ooh. Such pessimist.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll wait and see. I mean, it all comes down to this. I actually think, you know, boys, if we win this game, and Hull KR do beat Wigan, and I think they will beat Wigan. I think we're going to the grand final, and I think we're going to win it.
Oh, heard it here first.
Oh, I'm glad you've said that. I was sat on the beach today, and I thought to myself, do you really think we can win it this year? Mm. You know, gut feeling. Gut feeling, do you think?
I do not think we'd beat Wigan in a grand final. However, I don't think we'll have to play Wigan in the grand final. I think we'll play Hull KR in the grand final, and I think the wheels will come off. I think it'll be one too many games for them, and all that Harlem Globetrotter rugby is going to disappear. Can I also just point out about Hull KR that every fourth pass is forward, but they seem to get away with. Have you noticed that? So, anyway.
They do play the ball at the line, don't they?
Yeah. Okay, that's it. We'll be back once Dennis can sober up and score a decent Wi-Fi connection. But until then, it's a crystal clear signal from Sam.
All the best.
A fiddling of his rusty old aerial in the sand from Dennis.
Been seeing you.
And a turn it off at the wall and switch it back on again from me. You've been listening to What Would Brian Bevan Say?
Can I just make a point that I went to a wine tasting at 9:30 on my holiday, drank all the way through the day and still put in a professional performance. Not like this.
Don't worry, Sam. I'm on it tomorrow. I'll be there at 10. No, 9.
Take the time to make some sense of what you want to say, and cast your words away upon the waves, and sail them home with acquiesce on a ship of hope today. And as they land upon the shore, tell them not to fear no more. Sing it loud and sing it proud today, and then